As Philadelphia Congressman Chaka Fatah prepares for his trial on federal corruption charges, candidates are emerging to challenge him in next spring's Democratic primary. WHYY's Dave Davies offers this look at two who are trying to block him from winning re-election without attacking Fatah directly.
Brian Gordon is a civil rights lawyer and a Democratic commissioner in Lower Merion Township. He says Fatah's legal problems present an opportunity, and he wants to go to Congress to work on economic inequality and climate change. He says he's proud of his work in Lower Merion, which enacted a strong anti-discrimination ordinance.
So Lower Merion became the 18th municipality in Pennsylvania to protect the LGBT community. And the ordinance was so good that it was the model of the next 10 municipalities that adopted anti-discrimination ordinances.
Meanwhile, Dan Muroff, a former congressional staffer who's Democratic leader of Philadelphia's 9th Ward in Mount Airy and Chestnut Hill, has also formed a committee and is raising money. Like Gordon, he isn't attacking Fatah or calling for him to resign.
It's his choice whether he wants to stay or not. For me, ideologically, philosophically aligned with the electorate, I think that I also want to fight for progressive causes, always have, and I want to continue to do it in a way that I think I can be constructive.
Political strategists point out that Fatah is a leading African-American representative in Congress who's run comfortably in a black-majority district, while the two announced candidates against him are white. But Fatah's turf has changed some. In the last redistricting, Lower Merion was added and is now only about 58% black and nearly one-third white. Fatah will be running for re-election without his longtime field operations general Greg Naylor, who pleaded guilty as part of the larger corruption case. Fatah's last report shows his campaign war chest virtually empty, and he'll be running while preparing for his trial, scheduled a few days after the primary. He maintains that's not a problem.
I have lawyers who handle it. They're the ones who will be dealing with it. I've been focused on and continue to focus on doing my job. And I'm going to continue to do it for as long as the people in my district want me to represent them. There will be no surrender on the battlefield.
Insiders are buzzing about whether State Representative Dwight Evans might jump into the race. Dave Davies, WHYY News.